call the meeting to order. Welcome everyone to the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for February 25th, 2021. First order of business is, do we have some announcements? Any announcements you want to make now or no? We're good, right?
At the end of the meeting, Mr. Chairman, we'd like to provide an update on rescheduling of applications.
So. All right, okay. There's nothing for the public at this point, okay. All right, we'll entertain an approval of the agenda, please.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the January 21, 2021 meeting.
Mr. Chairman, unless there are changes, they would be as circulated.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as circulated.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the January 21, 2021 meeting as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is other business. We have four items of other business. The first one being the estates at Milton Crossing, subdivision 2019-16, revised preliminary subdivision plan.
Thank you. This is a revised preliminary subdivision plan for the estates at Milton Crossing, application reference 2019-16, which is a standard subdivision comprising 87 single-family lots within an AR1 agricultural residential zoning district. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Commission at its meeting of December 12th of 2019. The revisions include minor lot adjustments and a revision to condition D that was approved by the Commission at its meeting of February 13th of last year. Staff notes that the revised subdivision plan does show a 30-foot buffer to coastal highway, that's State Route 1. The revised preliminary subdivision plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and the subdivision code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 8, Parcel 26.00. Parcel 26.03 and Parcel 31.00. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Thank you.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary subdivision plan for the estates at Milton Crossing Subdivision 2019-16.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary subdivision plan for the estates at Milton Crossing Subdivision 2019-16. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Furniture Land, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for a two-phase addition to the existing Furniture Land. Phase one will consist of 35,000 square feet, 14 new parking spaces, and other site improvements. Phase two will consist of a new 5,465 square foot building, five new parking spaces, and additional site improvements. In total, all site improvements will consist of 40,465 square feet of new building space and 19 new parking spaces. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 13.00 and Parcel 63.04. The zoning district is LI2, Light Industrial, and the site is within the combined highway corridor overlay zone. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Furniture Land with a final to be by staff on the receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Furniture Land as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Windmill Woods conditional use number 1502 revised site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for Windmill Woods conditional use 1502. Residential community. This plan proposes the removal of a berm along Red Cedar Loop and the addition of a swale, a change in the hiking trail to a sidewalk, and the removal of fencing along the perimeter of the community. Windmill Woods is known as conditional use number 1502, which was approved by the Sussex County Council on December 16, 2003 through ordinance number 1647. The final site plan was approved on June 24, 2004 by the Planning and Zoning Commission. Additionally, the site plan was revised in 2016. This revision was approved by the Commission on September 8, 2016.
I have a quick question on this one. Is there anybody, has this been built at all?
Yes, it's near completion, if not already completed.
If I could assist, this has come through the community. I believe that the landscaping was actually completed and the berm was completed, and a concern was identified that landscaping was planted on site on the berm and that the berm was not shown on the original plan. So that led to some discussion through staff and the conservation district, and the applicant has been working with both residents and the conservation district to address the departure from the originally approved site plan. I actually have the originally approved drawings if you want to compare them side by side.
I'm wondering about the fence. We seem to have people complaining about whether they should have fences or not have fences lately, so.
Yes. So it is different to the original site plan, and the applicant has been working. I would summarise this as a compromised solution that has been worked with residents and the conservation district. And I believe there's letters in support that have been submitted, but it is not 100%. So.
That is correct. And as mentioned, the Sussex Conservation District has submitted an approval letter for the changes associated with the berm and the swale. This final or revised final site plan was circulated throughout the community, and 43 of 73 current members of the COA have approved the changes. So there are 73 total units in this community. And that comes out to an approval rate of 59%. I do have that document here if that would like to be looked at, but.
Curious to clarify on that, is it that the balance of the people in the condo voted no or just were not responsive?
They were not, it's admitted, so there was no response at all.
Okay. Just knowing how those typically work, it's hard to get people to respond half the time.
Right. So everybody's had a chance then.
Okay.
That was all I had questions about. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the revised site plan for Windmill Woods conditional use 1502.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the revised site plan for Windmill Woods conditional use number 1502. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Boys and Girls Club of Delaware, site plan number 2101, revised site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for a proposed 2,269 square foot addition to the existing building that is utilized for the Boys and Girls Club of Delaware Oak Orchard. The property is located at 31550 Oak Orchard Road, Route 5 in Millsboro. Staff note that the Sussex County Board of Adjustment approved two variances for the addition on December 14, 2020 through case number 12,492. Additionally, conditional use number 1417 was approved by the Sussex County Council on October 16, 2001, which applies to this site. The site is located in a wellhead protection area. However, staff note that the existing structure and many of the site improvements were completed before the adoption of Chapter 89. Otherwise, this site complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 69.06. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the revised site plan for Boys and Girls Club of Delaware, site plan 21-01.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the revised site plan for Boys and Girls Club of Delaware, site plan number 2101. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, moving on to old.